B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Luminosity Gaming signed a paralyzed streamer who plays Warzone with his mouth, who holds two world records for the most kills and most wins in Fortnite using his mouth. Shroud announces his return to Twitch and has partnered in less than 3 hours. And SK Gaming fails to get a visa for one of their top players, which leads him to being unable to compete in Worlds. All that and more next on The Breakdown. It's another busy last 7 days that are finally in the books for esports and video games, and this weekend sure was a doozy. From the Quake Finals, the Overwatch League action with the San Francisco Shock winning it all, and even the craziness with Doc returning to streaming, we don't have enough hours in the day to cover it all here. That's why you can head over to CheckpointXP.com and read everything your little heart desires. We've got you covered there, but for now, let's jump into the news. Luminosity Gaming signed number one quadriplegic gamer in the world. Talk about a headline most people who don't follow esports would be surprised to read. Canadian esports org Luminosity Gaming have made an interesting signing by bringing on the number one quadriplegic gamer in the world to join their roster. Rocky Nohands, also known as Rocky Strottenberg, is being brought into the esports org as a content creator. But don't be fooled. Call of Duty is the only thing that this guy has been killing it in. He holds two world records in Fortnite for most kills and most wins using his mouth. Don't believe that Rocky is able to be competitive with the other players out there? This quick clip may change your mind.
Got you.
Good sh, dude. Now you got Carol Baskin.
You can't.
Gas is inbound.
Contact.
Now we'll capture the objective.
This is an important signing because representation is so important in esports, and to include somebody who is not considered able-bodied in the video game world is crazy to most. But just like disabled people and people of color, having people be represented and also rewarded for their skill is important to show people of all walks of life that esports is an inclusive space that has no time for people who can and can't participate. It's also a common practice now for esports orgs to continue signing these content creators who may not be competing professionally for the orgs, but still creating content underneath their banner. The move in the future is to have a stable of creators, all with a large online presence that'll signal boost the efforts of the org themselves in whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. If you're going to sign somebody anyways, you might as well go big and find a person who stands out not only for their great content and gameplay, but also put a win in the column of representation. Way to go, Luminosity Gaming. Shroud returns to Twitch. We'll stream later today. Where the stream gods taketh, the stream gods giveth back. It looks like Shroud is returning home back to Twitch after the implosion of Mixer, following in the footsteps of fellow former Mixer partner Ninja. He's been a bit of a troll over the past few weeks, between his teasing messages and confusing gifts possibly showing a Valorant return, and he's just been shrouded. Ha! In mystery. A former CSGO and FPS gaming pro, Shroud already has a massive community on Twitch that has remained loyal even after he left for another platform, with 7.1 million followers on Twitch alone. This return comes with a few strings, though, as when Shroud left for Mixer, his partnership deal was revoked. It only took a short amount of time after his announcement that he was returning to have his partnership reinstated, which means that Shroud is able to earn money from his streams again on Twitch, but it also means he's going to be locked down to a single platform, unlike what Ninja and Dr. Disrespect are currently doing and touting in their streams. Shroud will commence his first stream today at 2 p.m. EST, and you can find him on the front page, I'm sure of it. Will you be checking out Shroud now that he's back on Twitch? Or are you one of the 10 people who are on Mixer that watched him there and have feelings about him moving back to Twitch? Let us know in the comments below. SK Gaming's Trick is allegedly ineligible for Worlds after failing to secure a visa. Seems like esports still can't get it straight on the visa front. After a rash of issues late last year and into the earlier parts of this year, the same problems cropped back up and affected SK Gaming this time, going into League of Legends 2020 World Championships. Due to administrative boo-boos, it seems like the jungler for SK Gaming, Trick, isn't going to be able to compete after the org was unable to acquire the visa needed to compete in Shanghai. This puts a real wrench in the plans for SK Gaming, as Trick is a former MVP jungler for the team, and will not be able to do really anything. The visa issue also has been a pressing one, and so Riot attempted to jump on the problem early this year and asked for all the teams to submit their players' passports by a certain date. SK Gaming sent them all in right before the deadline hit, and with almost no time left to fix any issues, the Chinese government informed SK Gaming that Trick's passport would expire within 6 months and rejected his request for the visa. Since they have left so little time before the deadline, the org missed the deadline entirely, and Trick is left on the sidelines. With SK Gaming making the playoffs and Europe sending an additional fourth team to Worlds this year, there is every reason to be hopeful as an SK fan that the team can make it to the coveted international event. However, contingencies for Trick's absence now have been made. Recently signed substitute jungler Canny is said to be stepping in as a replacement should the team clinch a spot to represent the LEC. Sucks to suck, I guess. As an organization, the fact that you wouldn't do everything in your power to make sure this stuff was handled in a timely manner for once, especially for somebody who was your previous MVP, is just insanity to me. But what do I know? SK Gaming still needs to actually qualify, so maybe that's their focus as of right now. But come on, guys, rookie mistake. That's it for the news today. If you have any news stories you are dying for us to cover, make sure to send them to us on Twitter at CheckpointXP. And remember, if you want to stay up to date on the latest in esports and video game news, hit that little subscribe button and click the bell icon to get notifications every time we post new content. My name's Weirdbeard, and I'm still mad that I'm a grown man who is jealous of little kids who get the new Mario Lego sets.
For all the latest in Overwatch League action, check out The Owl's Nest with me, Robbie Landis, and my co-host, Jake Lyon. Find new episodes every weekend on Checkpoint XP's YouTube or at CheckpointXP.com. Or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.